Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another issue of Comic Chronicle. As always, I am your host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And it has been a while, folks. It has been in a long, long time. And today, sadly, I know I do not have a guest. Shameful, I know. Very shameful. How dare I come back after a little bit of a hiatus and not have a guest? But I know, life's been busy. Life happens, folks. Been busy with Redbox and all this different other stuff as well. It's been a busy little bee here at the network. We just had a show premiere on the network YouTube channel as well. It's been kind of crazy, to say the least, over here at the studios. But while we don't have a guest today, I wanted to review a certain historic book that came out, because maybe I'm biased because the character means so much to me in my life, but I wanted to review Action Comics number 1000. That is right, folks. 1,000. Like, really? A comic series on a superhero made it to issue 1,000 issues, which is nuts. Utterly nuts. And Superman, the character himself, has turned 80 this year. 80, folks. The character has done so much for people in so many different ways, whether on the page or on the screen, or just a big inspiration, to say the least here. I lose my words when talking about this character, folks, because it means so much to me. I wouldn't be here without the character. I've written a few articles myself, with better grammar than that, but written a few articles myself talking about how much the character's meant to me, why I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Superman. And I wanted to do a little bit of an issue today, kind of talking about Superman a little bit, but mostly about Action Comics number 1000, because 80 years, he's turned 80 this year, folks. It just felt like yesterday we were celebrating 75 years of Superman, and now we hit the 80. It was like 70 not too long ago as well. You know, I remember all these milestones, and now it's 80, and then sooner or later, the characters in my lifetime, because I'm kind of young, the character is going to hit 100 years old. Nuts. Absolutely insane. 80 years of beautiful work, might I add. Beautiful work, inspiration, and helping others. But moving onwards, as I can just rant about the character all day, and more about and the other characters as well, we're going to dive right into the pages of Action Comics number 1000. But I believe it is time for these guys to get their names mentioned. Creators of Superman, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. These guys, I just can't. It's been, now it's time here, folks, that these people actually get the credit they deserve. We've actually seen these guys get more and more credit for what they've done. One point, it's a whole legal issue, but we're not going to get into that negativity here, folks. Surprisingly, if you knew me outside of the show, well, you'd be like, negativity, well, you're good at it. But all right, moving forward here, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, and as you can tell, it's been a while. So moving onward, we're going to take a look at the writers first, and then take a look at least some of the artists that were in this. And might add, there's some pretty big names from DC in here, folks. So listen up, just the writers in Action Comics number 1000. Dan Jurgens, Scott Snyder, Tom King, Peter J. Thomas, Marv Wolfman, Louise Simonson, Paul Dini, Brad Meltzer, Brian Michael Bendis, Richard Donner, Jeff Johns, and now we're going to move on. That was just the writers here, folks. Now we're going to move on towards the artist sides of things. And I know I'm leaving out the name of the inkers and all that as well. But guys, there's so many fucking people on this issue alone. It is insane. Nice commemorative, though. We'll get into that in just a minute. But moving onwards towards the beautiful art that is in there as well. Norm Ratman, Patrick Gleason, Kurt Swan, John Romita Jr., Oliver Coppell, Jim Lee, Ralph Albuquerque, Clay Mann, Jerry Oldway, Jose Luis Garcia Lopez, Walter Simonson, and John Cassaday. And then plus there's many more, and I wish I would have the time, guys, to just rant off the names of all the people who have contributed to this book. Amazing, amazing art, and there's also some pinups in between stories as well. So that's going to move in towards the next step of our review. Getting into the review itself. About time. But, so the pros. The pros of Action Comics number 1000. There's lots. Much, at least in my opinion, they outweigh the cons majorly. Kind of the pros are, the story, it's not really one story in this issue. We have many stories, to say the least here. Many, many, many. As you can tell by all the writers, there's lots. There's lots of different stories that are, in my opinion, are beautifully done. There's one about the car from the iconic Action Comics issue that he's smashing. Continues the story of that car. But not just the car itself, like the car itself, but the people that were involved. You have to see that. All the villains in that are in there. All major villains are in there. All major characters are in there in some way or another. The stories in it are just amazingly written. Amazingly. I don't have really one that I don't like as much. Well, there's a little bit of one, but we'll get into that in the cons. But there's not really any problem. The writing in it is beautifully done. The story, I thought the stories were actually very, very nice to see because a lot of them took a different approach. And what was nice is you actually saw in different versions of what Superman means, because Superman means someone to people, means something to someone in many different ways. Like, Superman could mean something to this person, but something then totally different to this person, you know? One of those examples as well, my reason why Superman means so much to me, it's different from most people. It's not just, see, he's cool in the comics, it's a lot more deeper than that. It kind of really dives into that a little bit, in my opinion. It really shows what Superman means to the world in different stories, and his ideals and what he stands for as a character and as for an icon, to say the least, because this character is not just someone you see in the books or the movies or TV shows. This character is one that you see an icon. You look at a revolution that happens in a country going on in real life, in reality, you see at least one or two Superman t-shirts in the crowd fighting against an evil regime or something like that. So you always see it. So that's why Superman himself is an icon, and the stories themselves dive into the characters as well. So that's a nice part of it. Another nice part about it is they dive into the characters. Very, very well done. I can't choose a favorite. I wanted to give you guys a favorite in the stories. I like them all. I really do. I really, really, really do. It's tough to choose. So kind of moving forward now, we also have variant covers in this, which is to be expected anymore in the 2018, 2017s, in these years of comics, variant covers, very, very expected. And might I add, though, the variant covers is not like really there's like one good one and the rest are shit. They're really good. The artists here really give you, it's different time periods. So that's a nice part about it as well. You see different time periods with the art and whatnot as well. So it's really, it's insanely well done. Moving forward as well, the cons. The cons here are not really that much. I don't really have that many at all. I really, really, really don't. There's just I love Brian Michael Bendis. I really do. And I thought he wrote a really good story of an issue that I'd read. But my thing is, that I've had with that is I didn't like it how it continued a different storyline. That's just mine. And I hate saying it because I do love Brian Michael Bendis. I really do. So that's why it's tough for me to say this, but it's just like, I love his story. It's just I didn't want to continue to be like, and then see in the end of this one, I wanted it to be, I mean, I wouldn't have minded it kind of ending like that. I really wouldn't have. Because I don't, it's tough to say. I just don't want it to be another theme for go buy this and be a cash thing. Like, this is a commemorative thing to an icon in pop culture, to say the very least, that people base many different things, spinoffs of. People do a lot of things with. Him, himself, and his characters as well, which I'll say it again, it's beautiful to see all the characters in there. As a little bit spoiler, Mr. Mitzoplik is in there for a pretty good chunk of it too. And the character that he is, you wouldn't expect it. But here he is, he's in there. Bizarro, Crypto, everybody. It's really, really nice to see. But kind of going back to the cons. So it's really nice to see that, but I am curious. So I do like I said, I do like the story and whatnot. As a writer myself, I kind of understand what they did with that. And as a guy who does marketing as well, I kind of understand the point of that a little bit, but I kind of didn't want it in this one. I kind of wanted Action Comics number 1000 to be its own. That being said, I am very curious, though, about Bendis' storyline with this as well. Kind of seeing what they want to do, changing the lore a little bit, to say the least. So Yeah, and another con, I wish we had more. I wish we did more. Like, I just wish we had more more stories in the comics, in the comic as well. I wish we had more of that. I wish we had more of more celebration, to say the least, of this character. Because I know DC over the years, and I know, I will bet money on this one, folks, that you're going to see a lot more marketing, you're going to see a lot more everything else for Batman, for Detective Comics number 1000. Which, as a fan of every of almost all the DC Comics heroes and villains, as a fan, major fanboy, it's tough to say that's okay, to say the least, because I know that's a marketing scheme right then and there, but I do love DC. I can't really say that much bad about them. I love them with a passion. I kind of understand it, but wish we had a little bit more of action, more with Action Comics, and more in the celebration of the Superman. But that being said, it is, as recording this day, April 21st. I have no idea what future plans are that DC's doing for later out the year, but as of right now, I just wish we could see more. That's just me. I know, DC, you might not be listening, but say lappy. So thank you guys for joining me on this little, it's a short episode as well, just a little quick review here, folks. And if you want, of course, I didn't really spoil anything, of course, go check out Action Comics number 1000. Go buy it from your local comic book store. You're not going to be disappointed in this one, folks. I have heard mixed reviews. As a Superman junkie, you're not going to be disappointed here. So make sure you go do that. And make sure you guys, I know you can probably buy it online, off a tablet, off anything like that, or a phone. I would recommend to have a hard copy of this, because it might be wanted later on down the road. And it's just nice to have that, because some people I know, they have Action Comics number 700, 500, you know, all these different number. It's nice to have it as a collector of comics. And so just kind of keep it with you, folks. And it's really nice to have the thing that the series has started at all, number 1000. Because without Action Comics number 1, I don't know. It's tough to say where would we be right now without Superman. There's the question of the day here, folks. I'm going to end the podcast on that question. Where do you think we would be without Superman and pop culture and everyone's lives today? That's 80 years. Most people's grandparents right now currently are past, although some of them are past 85. Most are not. Most are not even that old. So just take that as it is. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on this latest issue of Comic Chronicle. And I promise you, next episode, we will have a guest. Don't you worry about that. So yeah, go check out Action Comics 1000. Pick it up from your local comic book store. That's what I recommend here, folks. It is highly recommended by me. So go check it out. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on this issue. Make sure you guys follow FanCorp Network to stay in tune with Comic Chronicle, Film World, and all the other upcoming indie movies we have and more. At Real FanCorp on Twitter and Instagram. Like the FanCorp Network Facebook page. And make sure you subscribe to the FanCorp Network YouTube page for our new Kaiju series. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As always, I have been your host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And stay classy, Metropolis.